A historic moment is looming for an Australian national icon. It's Uluru, and it's just 4 months until the controversial climb on the rock is closed. For some travellers, it's an incentive to get in while they can, and that is swamping the sacred site with higher visitor numbers this year. But what will happen to tourism at Uluru after the climb closes on October 26? Amelia Turzon reports.
Sydney woman Soraya and her partner visited Uluru just a few weeks ago. Afterwards, they posted photos to social media of them climbing up its long steel chain and then waving on top of the sandstone monolith.
Since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to visit Uluru. I guess I just decided to visit it sooner because I heard about the climb and how it was going to be closed from the end of this year.
The ban on climbing the ancient rock formation comes into effect in just 4 months. For traditional owners who've long asked people not to climb the sacred site, October 26 will be an important milestone. But for travellers like Soraya, it's presenting a hard and fast deadline.
I would never get the opportunity to do it again in the future, so that's why I wanted to do it, visit Uluru this year. I do have respect for the Aboriginal people, but at the same time, I wanted to be able to climb something that was part of Australia, and it's just something that I wanted to do.
Sammy Wilson is a traditional owner who chairs the Uluru Karadjuka National Park Board. He says he's okay about people rushing to climb Uluru before the ban comes in, but that after that, he hopes people respect the wishes of the local people.
Respect this place and learn from us.
Are you worried that less people will come to Uluru after the climb closes?
Nah, someone think that one, but people wanted to come and visit Uluru. The generation want to visit Uluru.
The park's manager, Mike Misso, says visitor numbers may drop after the climbing ban comes in, but that in the long term, they don't think it'll make a difference.
So what we anticipate is a bit of a blip because it is people coming for, if you like, their bucket list, and then that might have been people who might have come to Uluru in the next 3 to 5 years who are coming now. But we still believe that the numbers of visitors to Uluru will remain fairly high after the climb closure.
To ensure that, he says the park will do more to promote Uluru's cultural values.
Especially the World Heritage values of the park, which are really centred around the what Anangu, the traditional owners of the park, called Jokoba, the if you like, Anangu laws.
No major initiative has been announced yet, but Mike Misso says the park is in negotiations with commercial tour operators. The move to close the rock for climbing is welcomed by Andrew Peters, a senior lecturer in Indigenous tourism at Swinburne University.
You know, from my viewpoint, as an academic and as an Aboriginal person, seeing people walk on the rock is, you know, really offensive, knowing that the traditional owners don't want people to walk on the rock.
He says for too long, Uluru has been treated by tourists and locals in the wrong way.
The focus, I guess, should be less about what I've called the selfish experiences of the tourist and thinking about themselves and what they're going to get out of it, and thinking about what the benefit is to the people who are hosting.
After climbing Uluru last month, Sydney woman Soraya says she's gained an appreciation for other activities available at the site.
Well, there is a base walk around Uluru, so you do get to see things that you don't see when you're climbing it. I definitely would have still visited Uluru, and I probably still will visit Uluru in the future, regardless of the climb.
One of those defying traditional owners and climbing Uluru before October's ban, Amelia Turzon, our reporter in the Northern Territory.